from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Show with Rico. We had Elias Shore Parks on from 94 WIP, reporter for them, covered the Philadelphia Eagles, and earlier today, Bill Schmidt talking about the Green Bay Packers, who we anticipate those three teams, the Lions, Packers, and the Eagles being the top three opponents in the NFC for the 49ers. But you know what? I'm not sleeping on the Chicago Bears. I'm sorry.
What about the South? Is there a Falcon or Tampa Bay Buck team that might scare you a little?
Tampa may be around.
What about Rams?
Atlanta is intriguing to me because they do have playmakers. Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson are going to use them like Christian McCaffrey this year.
They have a great D-tackle.
The Falcons are very, very intriguing. They intrigue me. I wouldn't sleep on them. The Rams, obviously, they're within our own division. By the way, the Niners are going to wear their home reds again at SoFi Stadium like they did last season. Well, the Rams are going to wear white jerseys. It is a home game, unofficial home game. But the Rams, yeah, they're a problem. They're a problem. They are a problem. But I like him for a number of reasons, but the Chicago Bears team, he mentioned C.J. Stroud and the infrastructure he had in Houston, and we all just dismissed Houston last year. We thought they were going to be the worst team in the league. Oh, D'Amico Ryans, what are you doing taking that job? Oh, my gosh. No wonder they gave him 6 years. And they make the playoffs, and they got better and better every single week. Well, we saw the blueprint for Chicago, and we saw some of their pillars last season on the defensive side of the football. They make the deadline deal for Montez Sweat. We're thinking, why the hell are they making a move for DN? Well, they were building for this year. They were building knowing that we may get that number one pick and go get Caleb Williams. So what did they do before Caleb Williams was drafted? They already have DJ Moore. They already have Cole Kmet. Oh, let's go trade for Keenan Allen. And then let's go draft the wide receiver to pair with Caleb Williams, and that's Rome Odunze.
And Swift in free agency?
And DeAndre Swift in free agency, a solid, solid running back.
He had a good year last year.
Very solid running back. I know we went at it a lot about him.
He had a good year.
He had a very good year. I'm glad you're admitting that finally.
But there's a difference between
good and great. But he doesn't need to be great.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be great. Just be good.
No, I would agree.
And their
with
defense
that.
Is great. So there's always going to be a sleeper team. Is Arizona going to be a sleeper team? Is Seattle going to be a sleeper team? I guess the question is for Niner fans, are we still by far and away the clear-cut number one favorite in the NFC? Or have we fallen back to the pack a little bit as these other teams get better and better and better?
I do think the other teams are getting better. I do believe right now, band together, you know, this is with Ayuk, they're right where they were last year. And I'm surprised because I thought the dismantling of the roster might take place this offseason prematurely to set up the finances for the team moving forward. So the fact that they've kept together last year and this year, I am a little surprised. And I think that we're right in the same spot right now where we were at the end of last year.
But is the rest of the NFC better?
Yeah, they are. They've closed the gap.
Big time, right?
Yeah, but I didn't... How do I put this? I didn't think the Niners heading into last year were head and shoulders better than Philly. I thought it was, like, even if Brock stayed healthy in that NFC Championship game, it's like we were going to Philly, and they were the best team all year. Like, so to me, the Eagles were slightly ahead of the Niners in terms of pecking order. Now, that didn't play out the way that I anticipated it to. I also expected the Cowboys to be better, and they weren't better last year.
No.
Right? You know, them bowing out the way they did to Jordan Love. So things do happen, right? I just look at, like, right now, I think the Niners are the top dog. I think Detroit is way better than I anticipated a year later. I thought they'd be good, but not what they are. So they're right on our heels.
Right, 24-7 at the half.
I mean, they're right on our heels. They could have easily won that game.
Green Bay.
Could have easily won that game.
Late in the fourth quarter. And well, they weren't even near the team they're going to be this season.
But they're also going to all have to play each other.
No doubt.
And so that does factor into this.
They're going to beat each other up, no doubt. No doubt. They're going to beat each other up. But I look at the Eagles, right? They're in that NFC East. I don't think they're highly the Cowboys this year. I don't. Now, the Eagles do
play. I'm not dismissing them, though.
I'm not going to dismiss
them,
but I don't think highly of the Cowboys at all. But you look at the Eagles' schedule, it is difficult. They're playing the AFC North this year. Cleveland, at Cincinnati, they're at Baltimore. They have the Steelers at home. All right? We'll see if the Commanders are better.
I don't know what to make of Cleveland and the Steelers. Until I see how good their quarterbacks
are. Yeah, I don't know what to make of them, but we know about their defenses.
Oh, no doubt.
They bring defense to the table, so that's half the battle. They have Atlanta week two. They'll play Atlanta and Philadelphia. I got that as a W for the Eagles. The Brazil game's very intriguing. Packers-Eagles in Brazil. That could be a second-round preview. It could be. These are two playoff teams. We all anticipate having big years. That's going to be very intriguing to see how the Eagles look with this new toy and Saquon Barkley, and how much did Jalen Hurts improve off of last year, in which was a down season for him. As Elias Short Parks said, man, teams just blitzed the hell out of them. They just blitzed and blitzed and blitzed them. Got to beat the blitz, right?
Well, it felt like they were a throw the ball down the field, bomb it
right.
kind of a team.
Boom or bust.
Yes.
Either slants or bombs.
And I thought that they, like he can say that the injury didn't affect Jalen Hurts, I thought it clearly affected him.
Yeah.
Now, he's watching more closely than I am. I'm watching the team from, 50 states over. But I thought that Jalen Hurts looked hampered all year with the leg. I still like Jalen. I think he's high level. I think he's going to be a bounce-back candidate if I'm looking for bounce-back candidates. I think adding Saquon is going to make that mesh point play that they do lethal. I want to see him this year with this offense. And I think Kellen Moore is better than what they had last year.
Yeah, I'm looking at this NFC right now because Kellen Moore is okay. I'm not high on him as much as Elliott Shore Parks is.
Well,
I thought his offense was okay in Dallas. I just thought they had talent. They're okay. He's not like, oh my gosh, this guy, you got to hire this guy right away. He's an elite. I'd rather have Ben Johnson from Detroit calling my plays than Kellen Moore. The offensive coordinator in Detroit is light years better than him, in my opinion. So you got that rolling along. The South is, the Saints. Nobody's high on the Saints right now. You can't be. Can you be high on them when they have that quarterback?
No.
Derek Carr.
And that coach.
Carolina.
I'm out.
Carolina seems like they're a year away.
I want people to just say, I like to do this exercise. Say it out loud. Dennis Allen and Derek Carr. No.
Yeah, that's not working. That's not working.
You know what I think when you said that? I think of Tony Sperano taking over and burying a football. R.I.P. Tony Sperano.
R.I.P.
I saw a video, speaking of the Sopranos, that was circulating yesterday that said that Tony Soprano would beat up all the other imaginary mob bosses in all the other movies and in pop culture.
He might.
Physically, he would be able to beat them all up.
Avon Barksdale's no joke.
I meant more Italian mafia.
Mafioso. I was going to say, if we're going all gangs, like he's still up there because he's a big guy.
Like La Cosa Nostra.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to Wire. I thought you were going to Snowfall. No. I thought you were going to Breaking Bad. Like Tuco, would he be able to beat Tuco's ass in Breaking Bad?
Well, he's not going to be able to beat up Michael Chiklis' character in The Shield.
I would say Sonny Corleone's a hothead. He's a big guy.
Yeah. Right. I think Tony takes him. Although Tony couldn't beat up his own brother-in-law, so who knows?
That's true. Bobby
whooped
his ass.
Yeah, whooped his ass.
Let's talk about Janice.
Yeah, whooped his ass. Tony was embarrassed, man. He's like, damn, I got my ass kicked. Remember when Tony, he's trying to get his respect back, and he just beats remember the driver he had with the buff dude?
That was the best.
Yeah.
To prove that he still had it,
just whooped his ass.
He said, what'd you say to me? He's like, Tony, I didn't say anything. He's like, what'd you just say?
That guy was chiseled.
Right, chiseled. Just whooped his ass. Just whoop his ass.
You know what I want the spinoff of? The Furio spinoff. Where did he go? What happened? Is he growing vegetables in the backyard somewhere in Italy?
He's the smartest one. He got out of there.
Yeah, I don't. Uncle Jerome would serve Tony. That's a good point, Chris A. YouTube.
Uncle Jerome.
Uncle Jerome from Snowfall.
Yeah. I mean, we're forgetting that Tony never had the makings of a varsity athlete anyways.
How about all the Biden, what's his uncle's name? Come on, Uncle Junior memes that are going all over the internet. It's him in like the old retirement home.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Chef's kiss.
Uncle Junior went out. That was a sad moment for Uncle Junior. By the way, YouTube brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance. You got the dealers. We're getting ready for training camp tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.